I think all Christians will agree with me that Easter is the biggest holiday for Christians.
我想所有的基督徒都会同意我的看法，就是复活节是基督徒最大的节日。
Yes, it's bigger than Christmas.
比这个圣诞节还大。
Because I think that we would not celebrate Christmas if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead.
因为我认为如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，那我们就不会庆祝圣诞节。
Leading up to Easter, we remember the crucifixion and we are deeply touched by His love.
在复活节的时候，我们都应该记得十字架，也深深地被他的爱所感动。
And Jesus Christ's resurrection is the base and the center of our faith.
那耶稣基督的复活就是我们信仰的基础和中心。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 15:14. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的也是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
This Paul said in 1 Corinthians. So we know as a Christian,Jesus Christ, resurrection is the base and the center of our faith.
那作为基督徒，我们其实就是应该知道，这个耶稣基督的复活就是我们信仰最基本的东西。
Today, I would like to look into the true meaning of celebrating Easter, so that we may not only celebrate with a joyful heart, but also learn the knowledge and live out the truth.
那我今天就想探讨这个庆祝复活节的真正意义。这样呢，不仅我们可以用快乐的心来庆祝复活节，而且还可以学习知识，并且活出这个真理。
Celebrating Easter reminds us that the resurrection is real.
那庆祝复活节是提醒我们说，这个复活是真实的。
By reviewing the historical record.
那这个可以从历史的记载看出来。
On the Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb and discovered it was empty.
那个星期天的早上，女人们就去了，妇女们去了那个坟墓，发现它却是空的。
In their excitement, they rushed back to tell the disciples, and the risen Jesus appeared right before them.
那他们就兴奋地冲回去告诉门徒，那个跟他们讲说复活的耶稣显现在他们面前。
They went and told the disciples.
他们跑去跟那个门徒讲。
So, Simon Peter and John rushed to the tomb and saw that it was empty.
那西门彼得和约翰，他们跑到那个墓里一看，也是发现那是空的。
Peter wondered to himself what had happened.
那彼得就想知道到底发生了什么事。
John's Gospel tells us that later that day, Jesus suddenly appeared to all the disciples except Thomas in a locked room.
在约翰那个福音里头，告诉我们说那一天晚些的时候。那耶稣突然向所有门徒显现，除了多马之外，他显现的时候是在一间锁着的房间里。
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them.
那一个星期之后，耶稣的门徒又回到这个房子里。那个时候，多马是跟他们在一起的。
Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood.Among them and said, "Peace be with you."
尽管那个门是被锁住的，耶稣来了，却站在他们中间，说：“愿你们平安。”
Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
然后他就对多马说：“把你的手指放在这里，你看我的手。”然后伸出他的手，把他放在他身侧边， 然后耶稣跟他讲说，不要怀疑，一定要相信。
Then Jesus taught disciples to believe even without seeing.
然后耶稣就教导门徒说，要相信，即使还没有看到的时候也要相信。
There are 40 days that Jesus stayed on the earth after his resurrection. In those days, Jesus can appear at any time, can touch, talk, and eat. So the resurrection of Jesus cannot be explained by illusion.
在耶稣基督复活之后，他在地上有40天的时间。那在这四十天的时间里头，耶稣是随时可以出现在我们面前，他可以人可以摸他人可以跟他交谈，他还吃饭，所以耶稣的复活不是就是说能用幻觉来解释的。
After Jesus gave the great commission, he was taken up into heaven.
当耶稣基督赐下大使命之后，他就被带到天堂去了。
The Apostle Paul collected and verified the story of Jesus' resurrection. He said that 500 people had seen the resurrection of Jesus at the same time.
那他的那个使徒叫保罗的，就收集并考证了耶稣基督复活的事迹。他认为。在同一时间里头，有500个人见证过耶稣基督的复活。
During the time of Paul, there were living witnesses.
那在保罗那个时代，这些人都是活着的人证。
Celebrating Easter reminds us that the resurrection is real by looking at the life.Change of Jesus Christ's disciples.
那这个庆祝复活节也提醒我们说，这个门徒生命中的改变也见证了这个复活。
Once Jesus' disciple encountered the risen Jesus and were filled with the Holy Spirit, their lives were never the same.
当耶稣的门徒这个遇到了复活的耶稣，并且被圣灵充满之后。他们的生命就完全不一样了。
They were new people transformed because they were forgiven of their past by the sacrifice of Jesus and given a new life.
他们都是新的人，被改变了，因为他们的生命通过耶稣的为他们的牺牲就被赦免了过去，并且他们因此而得到了新的生命。
The disciples were afraid and went to hide when Jesus.Was arrested.
当耶稣被捕的时候，这些门徒都害怕，并且躲起来了。
The bravest Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
甚至那个最勇敢的彼得都三次否认耶稣。
After Jesus appeared to them, the disciples' change was dramatic, changing from fear to bravery.
在耶稣向他们显现之后。那门徒的变化就是戏剧性的，从恐惧变成了勇敢。
And the message of Jesus' resurrection was the focus of their preaching.
耶稣复活的信息变成了他们讲道的焦点。
If the resurrection is not a reality, it's impossible for the disciples to keep such a big lie, which they sacrificed their lives on.
那如果耶稣的复活不是事实的话，门徒们甘心不论生死都要维持一个天大的谎言是不可能的，因为人不可能为了自己编造的谎言而献身。
Is the resurrection of Jesus that took away their timidity and their unbelief?
是耶稣的复活消除了他们的胆怯和不信。
You know, years later, it was Peter, the same disciple who had denied Jesus 3 times, who were write those words to Christian believers, which has been handed down to us in the Bible.
多年之后，是那个叫彼得的人，就是那个三次都否认了耶稣的那个门徒，是他把这些话写在圣经中传给我们这些基督徒的。
Let's read this in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Let's read together.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
In Chinese, we also
read that. 愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他创造自己的大地，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Peter could give praise to God because Jesus' resurrection from the dead meant new life and living hope.
那彼得可以赞美上帝，因为耶稣从死里复活意味着新的生命和活泼的盼望。
Peter knew because he experienced it himself.
彼得知道是因为他自己亲身经历过。
God restored Peter. He was forgiven of his past along with the rest of the disciples.
那是神复兴了彼得，他也和其他门徒一起被宽恕了。
They lived with new purpose and new meaning because they had hope.
他们以新的目的和新的意义生活，这是因为他们都有新的希望。
They not only had new lives, but also were filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且不仅是他们有了新生命，他们更是被圣灵充满。
In fact, that's what we are doing here this Easter Sunday morning. We are praising God, worshiping Him because He brings new life and living hope to us.
事实上，这就是我们在复活节主日早上，我们在这儿做的，正在做的事情。我们赞美神，我们崇拜神，是因为他为我们带来了全新的生命和希望。
We celebrate because it not only reminds us that the resurrection is real, it also reminds us that we have new lives.
那我们庆祝复活节，不仅是提醒我们复活是真实的，它也提醒我们，我们都有了新的，因着复活，我们都有了新的生命。
We celebrate with the world.
我们跟这个世界一同来庆祝。
The bunny as a prolific animal and eggs, there are symbols of rebirth and remind us that in Jesus, the risen Lord, we have new lives.
那作为这个兔子，它是多产的，那还有和鸡蛋在一起，它们都是重生的象征。这就是在提醒我们在耶稣复活的主里头，我们有了新的生命。
After today's worship service, we will go to our church house to enjoy lunch and have fun.
那我们今天敬拜服务、崇拜服务之后，我们就会去我们新址教堂的新址享受午餐，并且一起玩乐。
We have prepared a lot of eggs for the kids to pick.
我们为小孩准备了很多鸡蛋，他们可以捡蛋。
This last year's picture.
这是去年我们在那个新址的活动。
Yes, I think we should celebrate with the world. Christians are people who also observe their environment and appreciate nature.
那我认为我们是应该跟世界一起来庆祝这个节日，因为基督徒也是来观察他们的环境，并且也是欣赏自然的人。
We are not narrowed by our beliefs, but widened by our faith.
我们并没有因为有信仰而变得狭窄，我们是因为我们有信心而变得开阔。
Easter is about new life, but it's not the mere birth of animals or the flowering of plants.
那复活节是关于新生命的，但它不仅仅是说动物的生长或者是植物的开花。
It's about a whole new order of new life.It is about a form of a new life that is beyond the new life of this world.
这个复活节它是讲的是新生命的一个全新秩序，是超越这个世界新生命的一种新生命的形式。
You see, our spring is merely a symbol for what Easter is really about.
那你看春天就是说只是复活节的一个象征。
The new life of nature around us at this time of year symbolizes the deeper, abundant, eternal life that Jesus won for us at Easter.
那每年这个时候，我们这个周围的大自然的这个新生命都象征着，耶稣为我们赢得了这个永生，而这个永生是一个更丰富的永生。
A new life which Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has granted us.
那这个新生命他给我们的是通过他的死亡和复活来赐给我们的。
Celebrating Easter reminds us that we have new lives, so we celebrate in the church.
那我们也在教会里一同庆祝这个节日。
At Easter, we see flowers all over the church. We only have one.
Sorry. 复活节的时候，我们在教堂里可以看到鲜花。今天我们有一种。
But this is to remind us of the new life Jesus brings us.
这鲜花就是提醒我们，就是耶稣为我们所带来的新生命。
One of Easter's most popular symbols is the lily.
那在复活节最流行的鲜花就是这个百合花。
That's why yesterday I make sure I go to buy one. I say, oh, wait, my servant does.
这就是为什么昨天我要去把它买回家。
The church loves to have lilies because it is white and pretty with the meaning of purity, beauty, growth, and rebirth.
那教会都喜欢这个百合花，因为它洁白漂亮，而且它有它象征着纯洁美丽啊，还有成长和重生的意义。
Although the using of eggs, bunnies, and flowers have become symbols of Easter, they should not be the major focus of Easter.
那虽然是我们用鸡蛋、兔子。鲜花这些来象征复活节，但是这些东西他们都不应该是复活节的主要焦点。
We should celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection.
我们应该庆祝的是耶稣基督的复活。
And remember the cross.
并且记住那个十字架。
On the cross that Jesus was nailed to, suffered on, and died on.That we may have eternal life.
那在这个十字架上，耶稣被钉，为了我们可能拥有这个永生，他来受苦，并且他也为这个而死。
This is the reason for the season.
这个才是这个节气的原因。
Easter Sunday is the celebration of God's fulfillment of His promise to us.
复活节的主日也是庆祝神，他来履行他对我们的承诺。
It's the promise of salvation through His Son, the risen Christ, to all who follow and believe.
这个承诺是什么呢？这是通过神的儿子，这个复活的基督，让所有跟随和相信他的人都得救的一个承诺。
I'm so blessed by my past participation in singing a cantata about Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection during Easter time.
那我过去参与过，在复活节期间，唱那个关于耶稣被钉十字架和复活的歌剧。我真是很幸运，我有这个经历。
The music for us, the passion, the sacrificial love.Demonstrated by Jesus and the excitement and the power that we can sense through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
那个音乐呢，就带出了耶稣他所表现的热情和牺牲的爱，以及我们通过主耶稣复活可以感受到的力量和兴奋。
I think celebrations through church progress help us not only to enjoy this wonderful holiday, but also strengthen our faith and growth in our lives.
我认为通过教会节目，我们有这些庆祝活动的话，可以帮助我们不仅享受这个美好的节日，而且还可以帮助我们增强信心，也帮助我们生命有成长。
We celebrate in our lives.
那第三个，我们就是在自己生命中也庆祝。
Yes, we should celebrate Easter with the world and in the church. But today, I would like to bring the focus more on ourselves.
是的，我们应该同这个世界一起庆祝，也在教会里一起庆祝复活节。但是今天我想要把重点放在我们自己身上。
Yes, Jesus Christ should be the focus point, and he is one who should get all the attention.
是的，耶稣基督应该是我们的焦点，他是应该得到所有关注的人。
But if we only focus on his resurrection, then we are not telling the whole story, and we are not giving the full glory that Jesus deserves.
那但是如果我们只关注耶稣基督的复活，那我们并没有讲这个完整的故事，我们也没有给予耶稣基督应得的那个全部的荣耀。
Why?
那为什么会这样呢？
It's because we did not celebrate the result or the products that are produced through his resurrection.
这是因为我们没有庆祝通过耶稣基督的复活而产生的结果。
Easter is about yours and my resurrection.
复活节是关于你和我的复活。
It's about the promise of eternal life for all who will believe.
这是一个对于所有相信的人，给他们的一个永恒的生命的承诺。
Jesus is the first fruits of this resurrection to eternal life.
那耶稣是这个永生复活的第一个果子。
He was the first to rise to eternal life.
他是第一个复活走向永生的人。
When there are first fruits, there is a harvest to follow. We who have been saved are the rest of the harvest.
有了第一个果子之后，就会有之后更大的收获。那剩下的收获就是我们这些得救的人。
Let's read first the Second Corinthians chapter 5:17.
我们来读哥林多后书五章十七节。
Let's read together. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has come, and the new is here. 若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。New life in Christ，
在基督里的新生命。
Our circumstances haven't necessarily changed around us. The people haven't changed around us, but God does a work within us, and all of a sudden we see everything with new eyes.
那我们周围的环境不见得有什么改变，我们身边的人也不见得有什么改变。但是因为神在我们的里头做工，我们就可以用新的眼光来看待周围的这一切。
What I'm saying is, life is richer, fuller, more abundant, abundant because God has lifted our burdens, has taken away our selfishness and our pride.
我想说的是，我们的生命，就是更充实、更全面，而且更丰盛，因为神已经担负了我们的重担，并且他拿掉了我们的自私和我们的骄傲。
He has taken away hatred and bitterness and replaced with love.
神把我们的苦毒和仇恨都拿走了，他用爱来取代。
Taken away anxiety and replace it with peace.
拿走了我们的焦虑，用平安来取代。
Take away our failures and replace them with forgiveness.
拿走了我们的失败，用宽恕来取代。
He has taken away our sorrow and replaced it with joy.
拿走了我们的悲伤，用喜悦来取代。
He gave us new life.
他给了我们一个新的生命。
Let's read our Romans chapter 6 verse 4 together.
我们读罗马书六章四节。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. 所以我们借着洗礼归入死，把他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动都有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Peter not only said that God has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
那彼得没有只是说借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有复活的盼望。
We read before in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, right?
我们曾读过这一段话。
But Peter also tells us that God has given us everything we need for the life and the godliness.
彼得还告诉我们说，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给了我们。
This is in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
这个是在彼得后书讲的。
Yeah, let's read together.
我们一起念一下。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. 神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识他用自己的荣耀和美德造福的主。I want you to remember on the day of Easter in this year, 2018.
那我希望你们在2018年复活节的这当日记得这个。
I want you to be sure that you have faith in Jesus. You have been born again.
我希望你能确信，通过耶稣基督，你已经重生了。
Through Jesus Christ's resurrection, we have a new life which has everything we need.To live our abundant lives to reveal God's grace and glory.
通过耶稣基督的复活，我们有了新的生命。这个新生命里，我们拥有我们所需要的一切，所以我们能够活出丰盛的生命来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
I want you to know and always remember in mind this, keep in mind this.
那我希望你知道并且能够牢记这些。
We have new life.
我们都有新的生命。
It's a blessed life that blesses others.
那我们是蒙恩的，蒙福的生命，也是可以给别人赐福的生命。
Let's read this, huh?
我们一起读这个。
God is love. God is good. God loves me. He is good to me.神是爱，他是好。神爱我，他对我好。In Christ, I have enough good in my life and can live out my beauty and brilliance. 在基督里，我具备足够的好，且能活出自己的美好与灿烂。In love, I can enjoy the blessing to others through revealing the grace and glory of God. 在爱里。借着彰显神的恩典与荣耀，我能欢欢喜喜地成为别人的祝福。Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
爱我们的神，我们实在这里欢喜快乐，我们满心的感谢。
Loving God, we are here. We're joyful. And we are thankful.
我们特别欢喜在这复活的主日，我们来纪念你的复活。
Lord, we are happy that we can be here, to remember Jesus' resurrection on this Easter Sunday.
我们不但知道你复活是一件真实的事情。
Not only that we know Jesus' resurrection is a reality.
而这件真实的事情是与我们极其切切相关的。
But we also know that Jesus' resurrection is connected to us.
因为你的复活才能重生了我们。
Because we were reborn because of Jesus' resurrection.
感谢你爱我们，用爱来吸引我们。
Lord, thank you for loving us.
让我们能知道，也甚至在心里面看见，主啊，你在十字架上向我们彰显的大爱。
Not only that your love made us to see the love that Jesus revealed to us on the cross, but He also made us experience that.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿我们不但有这样的知识，有这样的确信，我们更是照我们所知道的，我们要活出这美好的生命来。
May we not only have the knowledge, knowing that is the truth, but that we have the determination to live out our new lives.
因为这从你那领受的新生命是一个美好的生命。
Because this new life that we get from you is a beautiful life.
是一个充满爱的生命。
It is a life filled with love.
不但时时被你的爱充满，而且能够时时的这个爱能够满溢出来。
It is a life that the love can overflow from it.
主啊，让我们一个不但接受爱，而且付出爱的人。
Lord, help us to become a person that not only we can receive your love, but that we can give love to others.
让我们爱我们的家人。
Help us to love our family members.
让我们爱我们的朋友。
Help us to love our friends.
让我们能爱我们周遭的人。
Help us. Love the people around us.
不仅仅是用我们喜欢所以爱，而是因为神的爱，我们更来爱我们周遭的人。
Not only because we have personal feelings to them, but that we can love them because you love us.
主啊，愿你完整的爱，完美的爱，时时的充满我们。
Lord, fill us with your perfect love.
愿我们能够活出来。活出这样美好的生命，来在不但在复活主日，而是在每天能见证你的复活。
Lord, help us to live out this love and to live out this new life, not only on the Easter Sunday, but that we can do it every day, so that we can be a witness.
感谢赞美主。
Lord, thank you and praise and all the praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand up. We sing our hymns too. 让我们一起起立，我们唱我们的歌声。 we pray and receive benediction. 让我们在你我们祷告并接受祝福。是的，主，感谢你，因你活着，我们不但能够面对明天，我们更是欢喜快乐的来迎接明天。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，让我们在复活主日更是确信我们在你里面有那新的生命。 May all of us know Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection. Go out now as God's chosen witness to testify that Christ has been raised and He was living God, and there we are raised with Him. May the risen Lord Christ Jesus live in you, and may the Holy Spirit empower you for all that is good. 愿复活的主耶稣基督住在你们里面，圣灵可以赐你们一切善良的能力。Praise the Lord.